Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. Whatever you got going on, you got something you're excited about, you're frightened about, it's a challenge or an opportunity, we got something you can listen to there on that topic or read about it or even watch a video on it. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question, too, right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. Devorah Zack, folks, is our guest. Devorah is the award-winning author of Managing for People Who Hate Managing, a brand new book out just now. Thanks again for joining us, Devorah. Congratulations on the book. The website is myonlyconnect.com. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can find the book wherever books are sold, right?
That's right.
So one of the things we're talking about, folks, this managing thing, so many times, Devorah, I've seen it, I know you have too, where somebody was a great entrepreneur. They had an idea, they had some intuition, they had the stick-to-itiveness, they believed in this thing. Against all odds, they actually pulled it off and created something that from whole cloth, nobody had ever done it before. It's genius. But then came the time not to be a genius, but to be a manager.
That's
and
right.
The whole thing came tumbling down like Humpty Dumpty. Because they didn't become a manager, or they didn't recognize that they had limitations and hire a manager. What do you think?
I think that's an excellent point. And especially when you said they didn't understand the limitations and hire a manager. That's right. So many entrepreneurs are personality style where they like freedom, they like to do whatever they want. And what people don't understand is that when you hire other people, you're just as accountable to them as if you're reporting to somebody else. And so it's very different to be leading people than to have your own thing going on and it's just you and, maybe an assistant or something. So one thing that a lot of, philosophy in our culture is if you're not growing, you're not succeeding.
Green and growing or ripe and rotten. How about that?
That's right. It's a good one. I think that for entrepreneurs, I would really caution them that sometimes it's better to stay small and to be happy in what you're doing than to say, I need to create this empire and suddenly be doing all this kind of work in terms of managing that you don't want to do. So the first thing to think about is, what are my real goals? What do I love to do? And if what you love to do is is your work, whatever your industry is, maybe you want to be the one doing it instead of the one managing 20 other people doing it. So really to think about what makes sense for you. And then if you do want to grow, either get some training in managing or, like you said, hire a manager. Because only less than 23% of people who are in this position want to lead. They really want to grow their business and do more of what they want to do. So be very clear about what your goals are and also be clear about what your own limitations are.
And they were always, thinking about new things, new ideas. They actually fired themselves from the position of CEO. And brought in a CEO, brought in a president to take over the company, and they became literally vice president of wacky, innovative new things or whatever.
I've heard the same.
They
kind
still
of story,
own the company, but they brought in people to take the company, and everybody was happy.
It's really smart to know what you know and know what you don't know.
Well, remember what Clint Eastwood's Harry Callahan character said, a man's got to know his limitations.
That's exactly right.
So in this case, an entrepreneur's got to know his limitations, right?
That's right. And also know what you love. And do what you love. Be clear about what your goals are. What will make you happy going to work? Is it doing what you love or is it managing a bunch of other people? And also, in terms of knowing what you know and knowing what you not know, is to get help. Get an executive coach. Join a CEO organization like Vistage, which is for a lot of small businesses.
Right.
Get support.
Some kind of a roundtable peer group. If Vistage is great, There are others out there as well. Maybe even a local group. I've known of just putting together a mastermind group locally, unaffiliated, so to speak.
That's right. And people are worried, especially when they're growing their business, about spending money. Really think of it as an investment.
Right. Well, talk, what do you mean by that, spending money?
They don't put money into supporting themselves or professional development or getting organizational assessment for their growth.
And well, that's because really the business has already got its hand out. It's there first. It's first in line. I need this. I need that, right? Like
that's
a teenager.
Right. And as your small business grows, you also want to think about that really your procedures need to change. Often really small businesses have very informal procedures, and things need to really shift when you grow. You need to change your structures, how you communicate. So a lot happens besides just hiring more people and getting bigger space when you're growing a business.
Right. I got 30 seconds, Devorah. Last thoughts.
The most important thing about being a successful manager is to understand your own personality style and focus on your strengths rather than thinking you need to be someone you're not.
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid or ashamed of your own management style, right? As long as you're making decisions, it's okay to be quirky. You can't be indecisive or illogical or whatever, but you can be a little quirky, though, right?
That's right. And at the same time, be sensitive to the people around you and be flexible in how you communicate with and motivate your staff.
There you go. Hey, Devorah, thanks for being here. This, folks, you're going to like the book. It's not homework at all. So Devorah Zack is the author. Find it, her book, Managing for People Who Hate Managing, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Devorah. Come back again real soon. We'll see you. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.